So, Kevin, two games in 4 days again. Wexford, first of all, they're in form at the moment. 4 straight home wins and some decent players down there.
Yeah, well, so we can highlight that Wexford is probably one of the teams that's probably going to push Cork all the way. Because I've seen that they've signed in the off season, and yeah, you have a lot of high quality players, and he's a big squad they pick from as well, and he's an ambitious boy, Stephen. So yeah, but again, we've caused them some serious problems here at home, and definitely should have beat them. Turned on a brilliant performance in the second half, and it ended up 1-1, but we should have won the game. So we'll be good down. It'll be no different. We go down when we play away from home or at home. We'll be approaching the game the exact same way, you know.
And again, squad rotation, Conor Torrish is out anyway.
Yeah, Conor's out. Maybe Monday might come too soon for Conor against Bray, but certainly against Kerry he'll be back. But yeah, he took a heavy knock in the last home game against Athlone.
How much are you thinking of Bray, or is it a case that it's not till a second after the final whistle against Wexford?
Yeah, that's the old cliche. Every energy and every thought you have now goes into Wexford to kick off, and then once the final whistle blows, one lose or draw, you just have to think about Bray, and then Bray will be the same. Then as soon as the Bray game's over, you have to think about Kerry. It's 3 games in a week, and no easy game in this league. So yeah, we'll try and rotate the squad as best we can. Players are itching to get a chance to go and prove how good they are, so they'll get the chance this week.
6 games still to the summer break. Some people may look at the league table, see you're 8th, 5 points adrift, but it's still early days, and you've been around long enough to know, and we even saw the last couple of seasons, often a team sort of comes from the lower pack late on, so it's at the end of the season that it counts.
Yeah, it's definitely the last phase where it really, really counts, but you want to stay in touching distance right up until then. And come here, we've got a huge, hugely competitive team, and they're all ambitious boys, and as are we staff, and we want to win every game. So we'll try and put ourselves in a good position for that final phase. And again, it's just about improving everything we do every single week, individually and collectively, and hopefully that'll be enough for us.
And you've said about the new players that have come in this season, quite a few of them have come from warmer climates and maybe playing maybe a different sort of technical game, and it's been difficult for them with the dreadful weather we've had. So perhaps we're going to see more from them, and you would be optimistic?
Yeah, you can see it even just this week alone. This is the first week we're back in grass training, and you can see it. You can see a wee pep in the and people who step, and a lot of the players, even the local players, but especially the players that are used to maybe better weather, better pitches. Hopefully we can do that now. We can churn Finn Park out and definitely get a better surface as well. But now we'll be playing on grass pitches 3 of the away games, Wexford, Cork and Treaty, and then obviously all their home games. So that's a plus. But definitely to get back on grass. And to be fair to the boys that have come over, they've adapted to the weather, they've adapted to the really poor pitches, and they've just got about their business. And to be fair, there is no egos in the change room. There is no players that make excuses. They just get on with things, and that's hugely encouraging for us as a staff, you know.
And finally, vis-a-vis this time last season, you feel that where Harps are at the moment, the club's in a better place, and the potential is very much there.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it in our younger players coming through, or current local players, and the boys coming in. I personally think we're definitely in a better place than we were this time last year. It's not to say we won't be looking at one or two additions in the summer. Every squad will be the same throughout the country. So yeah, we're just looking to improve every aspect of our game. But we certainly have a team worth coming to look at. Anyway, I can tell you that.